So we're going to do today on today's video, we're going to go over where mortgage rates are, and then the news that's coming out this week, the economic news that will play a role in affecting these rates that you're seeing over here. So my name is Dan Free. I do this report on a daily basis. I'm a mortgage advisor licensed in all 50 states, as well as Puerto Rico. If you'd like to reach out to us to help you try to get pre-qualified, maybe to buy that first house in 2024, maybe kick around the tires, could you refinance? Maybe do you have a VA or an FHA loan? Rates at 8%. Rates have come down quite a bit since then. Can you save some money there? These are some areas that we help you navigate the real estate market. So without further ado, let's get over to it. Here's where mortgage rates are for today. Now, these are the top six products people use when they're buying their first house. These are not my rates. These are not any individual bank's rates. What they are is they're basically an average of where rates are in these categories. Mortgage News Daily, they survey lenders all over the country and ask them these five questions. If you had somebody looking to buy their first house, it was going to be a single family home and in their primary home where they're going to live. That might be you. And you're saying, okay, that's my rates. Well, no, there's a lot more to that equation. The other two factors is these people right here, they have a 780 credit score. I said 780, and they're putting down 25%. I can almost assure you that's not you. So pay attention at the end of this video. I'll give you all my information on how to reach out to me to figure out what rate you would qualify for. So without further ado, let's get over to the economic news that we have today. There's this week, we have two huge important information, pieces of information coming out. Those two important things are the GDP, how much the economy is actually improving or producing. And then one piece of the puzzle on the inflation numbers, that is the PCE. Now, the PCE is the number one inflation target or inflation data point that the Federal Reserve watches. One thing I want to show you guys through here, though, right now that we have the right through here, Goldsby. If you don't know who him, there's Federal Reserve chairmen all over the country. Goldsby, he sits on the Federal Reserve for Chicago, and that's why I watch him most likely. And that's the data that I get from him a lot of times because that's my local news. But one of the biggest things is being talked about right now is there going to be a recession? How bad is that recession going to be? How long is it going to be? Well, I got a little bit of good news right now. You're hearing a lot of economists coming out saying, are we going to have a soft landing? Meaning, is the economy going to slow down without having huge job losses? That's what normally happens. When you see a big retraction in the economy, it usually is followed by unemployment spiking and then putting a lot of people in a bad position. Well, some news coming out today right through here is it gives us a lot of the times what people forecast the recession with is an inverted yield curve, meaning right through here, which you could see through here. Let me see if I can get that. He's talking right there. But if you see the 2-year treasury and the 30-year treasury, see the 2-year treasury is right down here at 4.37 yield. And then 30-year treasury is 4.36 yield. What I want you guys to understand is when there's an inverted yield curve, meaning when the short-term rates are higher than long-term rates, that usually in almost all cases signals a recession. Well, it's flattened out. Look at where the yield curve is right now. The 2-year treasury is at 4.3. We have the 10-year treasury at 4.3. So basically the yield curve has flattened. This means there might not be a recession. So could we actually pull off that soft landing without a huge drop in employment? So that's one of the data points that we're watching on a daily basis. If we go over to the economic calendar, here's what we have for the week. You can see through here, there's nothing Monday. There's nothing Tuesday. On Wednesday, we have manufacturing numbers, servicing numbers. How much is the economy still kicking? Then you have through here core durable goods orders. Are people still buying things? But then you have the GDP right through here. Last reading was 4.9. They expect that to come way back down about 2%. We're going to see where that goes as well as initial jobless claims. This area is where the Federal Reserve wants people losing their jobs so they can't spend money. Thus, in a roundabout way, if you're not spending money and buying stuff, it's going to cause prices to come down, aka inflation's going to come down. And then on Friday's the big data. This is the number that everybody's going to pay attention to as well as the Federal Reserve. You have the PCE. It's going to give us a month over month and a year over year. This number, if we see this number hit sub twos, you're going to see the stock market rally like it hasn't in a long time, and you're going to see mortgage rates plummet. If this rate comes above 3.2, it comes in at higher than 3.0, you're probably going to see mortgage rates spike and the stock market kind of come down, might come down substantially from that point. Next piece of the puzzle we want to look at is the Federal Reserve. What are they going to do at the next meeting? Do you realize the next meeting is 9 days away? So what's the Federal Reserve going to do? Well, right now, this is the tool that we use. It's called the CME Group. They do the FedWatch tool right through here. What is this? It's actually, what's the likelihood that the Federal Reserve will change the federal funds rate at the next meeting? Well, the current rate on the federal funds rate is actually 5.25 to 5.5. Actually, today's yield is 5.37. Okay, so it's right between that range. What are they expecting to do at the next meeting? Well, if you look at this, I'll get my head out of the equation real fast. You see right through here, 5.25 to 5.5, that's where we are right now. There's a 99.5% probability that they're going to stay right there. Now, what we want to see is, when's the Fed going to start cutting rate? This is where everybody wants to really figure that out. So let's hit probabilities. This is telling us what the probabilities are all this year, what the Federal Reserve is going to do. So in January, there's really, the Federal Reserve is not going to do anything. There's a 97, basically 100% chance they're not going to do anything. Then that's where it starts to turn a little bit. You have the March data coming in. They're saying there's a 50% chance or a 56% chance that they're not going to do anything. They're going to stay, keep rates right where they are. And then now here's May. Now, May is telling us basically there's over a 50% chance they're going to drop the rates by at least a quarter, okay? And then every meeting after that, they're expected to drop rates a quarter percent all the way down through the end of 2024, where they're expecting the federal funds rate to be about 3.75 to 4 from 5.25 to 5.5. So about a 1.25 to 1.5% reduction in rates are expected this year alone by the Federal Reserve. So that's the data that we have so far today. So let's look over to my charts to figure out what's going on today in the markets specifically right now. So these are live charts that you're seeing on a daily basis. This is what one of my screens looks like all day, okay? So what I pay attention to is right here. Why do I pay attention to this? Well, how else do you figure out what's going on with mortgage rates? You don't sit there and wait for the Federal Reserve to come out and tell us what they're going to do. Banks really don't create a mortgage rate. They create the profit margins. Mortgage rates are actually determined right by here. This is a mortgage-backed security. It's a bond that trades on Wall Street. Its yield on this thing is the biggest component of your mortgage rate. So we follow this. This is the price of the bond, and we follow what's going on with it. All you need to know is this. If the price of the bond's going up, that's great news because that means yields or interest rates are coming down. There's an inverse, a yin-yang effect. Look at where we were in November. End of October, rates were 8. Right now, they're sitting at about 6 point, where the rates are? 6.92. So we're teetering on 7%. Will we hit 7%? I don't think so. We might hit 7% and come off of it, but there's no reason why we should stay at 7% or higher. And this is basically what's coming on. So down here is where rates were 8. Right now we're sitting right here. This increase in the bond price has caused rates to come down to 6.9 right now. So that's what's happening with mortgage rates and the economy and your economic news for this week. So my name is Dan Frio. How do you reach out to me to figure out, can I help you in today's market? Do you qualify with your credit? Do you qualify with your income? Do you qualify with the amount of money that you have, you're putting down? Well, don't disqualify yourself. Reach out to us. Let us help you. We do consultation calls with people every day just to go over your questions to see, are you ready to buy in 2024? That's your decision. We'll answer all the questions that you have and guide you down that path to see maybe it's the right time to buy or maybe it's not a right time to buy for you. So how do you reach out to us? Well, there's three ways. One, there's an Apply Now tab right up through there. You can click that button and you're on your way. But if you're like, Dan, can I call you guys? Can I email somebody? Well, yeah. When you're at theRateUpdate.com, that's our website, you're going to scroll down all the way to the bottom. You're going to see blogs, tutorials, all kind of different things, mortgage calculators. When you get down to the bottom, you're going to see these two things right here. This is our 800 number. It's 844-775-LOAN. 844-775-5626, or you can email me directly. It's right there, dan@therateupdate.com. So that's all for today, guys. God bless. I hope you enjoy my videos. If you haven't subscribed yet, please do that right down below. And otherwise, I hope to see you tomorrow. And if you find value, like I said, in my channel, please don't forget to subscribe. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless. Have a great day. Hope to see you then. Bye-bye.